Ladies and gentlemen, stunning scenes from the Queen Victoria Markets in Melbourne, where police were sent in, according to the report, to deal with one or two coronavirus protesters, but then summarily proceeded to push everyone out of the market. These are scenes literally from dystopic movies like Soylent Green, where the scoops were sent in to push people away as they were trying just to get food for their families. What is going on in Australia? And this is not the only example. There are other farmers markets where police were sent in and patrolling, and people were pretty alarmed by this, not understanding why a police presence is suddenly required at a neighborhood farmers market. And there were no protesters there. Why are police suddenly being sent and using force at places where food is available in Australia? I would suggest that it has something to do with this report and many like it. Warning, Australia is running out of rice and may be completely out by Christmas. And furthermore, they're shutting down the beef industry right now at the same time. Australia is a bellwether for the rest of the world as we watch our crops devastated by the grand solar minimum and exacerbated by a deliberate destruction of our food supply in order to take total control. Let's talk about that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer Broadcast.
Australia is facing a rice shortage, with growing concerns the country could run out of local supplies before Christmas. Political reporter Olivia Leeming is in Canberra. What's triggered the crisis, Olivia?
Well, now, the combination of factors, according to one of Australia's largest rice exporters, it's warned that while there'll still be imported rice products on our supermarket shelves by the end of the year, none of it will be Australian grown. The head of Sunrise says the drought and the way that water is allocated to farmers have led to one of the smallest rice crops this year in Australia's history. Earlier this year, the Prime Minister had to ring the President of Vietnam to ensure that Australia could still import rice from an Australian-owned factory over there after it banned rice exports to shore up local supplies.
Yes, Australia running out of rice. We may be completely out by Christmas, and that's why the PM was on the phone with Vietnam earlier this year, making sure that even as they announced an export ban, because they needed to make sure that Vietnam could feed their own people, so we're going to just stop exporting, even though we're the number one producer in the world. We're just going to stop exporting. And this is what we've been expecting as the conditions get worse and worse, as food shortages become more acute. Countries just stop. They just renege on their agreements. They declare force majeure or just don't even do it. Whatever it is, they say, we're not going to export you our food anymore because we got to feed our own people. This is what the UN or the Food Chain Reaction Game call pesky protectionist nationalist policies in the face of a global crisis. But it's a natural thing. And so when we see Australia saying, we're totally out of rice, we have nothing, we're now going to depend on imports from Vietnam and from other places. Just like 2 years ago, when there was a drought in Germany, they slid from a net exporter of grains to a net importer. They now depend on the rest of the world to feed them. And more of the world is sliding into this state of dependency on international trade. You know, this is not a sustainable situation. Now, we could have predicted this. In fact, we did talk about this. We could have predicted this problem with Australian rice due to the fact that the water allocations there have been so poorly managed. The government made a policy of putting priority to the most valuable crops, which meant that cotton got water instead of rice. And so this has been a situation building for years now. In last year, 2019, they had a very small rice crop due, again, because of the allocations. It is true that there are changing precipitative patterns due to the solar minimum. And then, again, it's this problem-reaction famine where the state intervenes and makes things worse. They are engineering food shortages right now. And so That's why this year, because of this terrible mismanagement of their water supplies, the rice farmers in Australia said, screw it. It's impossible to grow here without water. We're not even going to plant. 90% of the Australian rice growers neglected to even plant the grain this year. So, of course, they have a really low crop this year. Even though it has just started to rain, thank goodness, now they're expecting a little bit of a bounce on some of their other grains, but it's too late for rice right now. They're now wholly dependent and expected to run out by Christmas of Australian-grown grains. As I mentioned, they're also shutting down their beef production. This release from JBS this week about a permanent reduction in their workforce at their largest beef plant, processing plant in Australia. Formerly, the plant ran two shifts a day and then shut down during the pandemic because of outbreaks. But now they've been slowly trying to spin back up. They were staggering shifts for a bit. At this point, now they've decided to permanently lay off 600 people. That was the entire second shift. We read here, the plant's second shift has now been completely discontinued. We're now going to run the plant on a single shift 5 days a week. That means we're getting half as much done. Half as much production out of this meat plant. Of course, they blame changes in the market conditions due to COVID-19 and even a reduced livestock supply, all of which is true. But the bottom line is that, as we're seeing throughout the world, meat factories are being shut down, and this is causing tremendous and lasting impact on the production of protein. But that's all right, because more and more we're just seeing, as this new report from PBS says, we'll just turn our trash into food, this upcycled food. We'll use the insect-based protein that the UN has been pushing for years, and this new upcycled food making trash into food, that's how we're going to feed you going forward, because it's not going to be vegetables and fruits at farmers' markets anymore. No, police are going to be there, and it is... this is really telling, ladies and gentlemen, when you are expecting to enter food shortages and lasting impacts to your food supply, you need to slowly get people used to the appearance of police at food distribution points. And that's why they're appearing at farmers markets right now without reason. It's because the reason is in the future. This is setting the stage for what they know is coming. They are preparing. And so too must you. Start growing food today. Start putting it aside, saving seeds, telling more than anything, telling people around you that this is coming. Because folks, it's getting ugly rapidly. And Australia offers us a glimpse, weeks, months perhaps, into the future. But everything we're seeing there is rapidly coming here. Police just running over and beating people in the streets. Because we need to get these people in line. We need to get them used to the fact that force will be used going forward. Particularly at farmers markets and grocery stores. When people go hungry, we lose the order in the streets. And for that, we need to brace with increased police presence. We're seeing that now. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. If you appreciate this broadcast and the information I bring you, you can support this work. Visit iceagefarmer.com/support for a few ways of doing so, including patreon.com/iceagefarmer, maybe the easiest. But I thank you for helping me spread the word about this. All right, folks, let's go build great things, grow abundant, nutritive food, and raise awesome animals. Be well.